When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
Hey, welcome to Speaking.
Hey, yeah, what are we? Are we Speaking Millennials still? We're Speaking Podcast. That's officially what it is. Right,
is it just Speaking Podcast with no article? Because I kind of like the Speaking Podcast.
The Speaking Podcast.
Yeah. Speaking Easy.
Speaking.
Oh,
you're pushing
yeah.
the Speaking Easy. That flopped.
Jessica has
you
grown.
You didn't like it at first. Speaking
he,
Easy.
He can't like it if we're not like drinking fancy cocktails during it.
Yeah, there should be cocktails.
I can drink mocktails. I performed at college once, Bill.
Yeah.
that I show up to the gig.
Yeah.
And I was like, gee, everybody doesn't seem too happy here at this gig. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, we got on U.S. News and World Report's list of top 10 party schools. Mm. So we banned drinking on campus. This is the first post.
Really? That was their reaction?
No.
This is their first post-ban drinking thing, and they want to show
so
them.
So, all right, so guess the college.
Fun. Wisconsin.
It's cold. You gotta drink. I forgot about that.
So they said, well, we're going to show them you can still have a good time without being plastered. So that's your job. And we're also serving mocktails. And I said, oh, this is going to be bad.
Because
at no point does anybody drinking go, you know what would be better than this? Talking to Jay. You know what? I'm just going to push aside this booze and soberly speak to Jay Black.
Jay Black.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Poorly.
Yeah,
Not as poorly as this week, though.
What happened this week?
I was performing in Chicago.
Right.
Show up. I thought I was doing a comedy show. I was not. I was hosting a pep rally.
Oof. What?
I don't understand what that means.
I'll show you a picture.
Pep rally for whom?
Well, here's what happened. And I pieced it together in conversation.
Did you get paid?
I got paid.
Well.
It didn't matter to
me. That's one.
I show up and they say, oh, by the way, did your agent tell you we switched? You're now doing a pep rally. I was like, no, he didn't tell me that. And it's weird that you would switch this into a pep rally. So what I figured out, here's what I figured out.
We switched.
I thought pep rallies are like high school football,
right?
Maybe college.
This is college.
Okay.
This is a college pep rally. The guy on campus that I work with who booked the comedy show, my guess is they said, you can't have a comedy show. It's our pep rally. And he was like, ooh, crap. Oh, I'll tell you what. I got a comedian. Let's have him host the pep rally because he can't move me. I already have a ticket to fly out. So I think that's what happened.
Had you already been paid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get my check a little bit ahead of time. But here's the thing. When you are thinking, wow, guy to ramp up the energy for a show, to get everybody ready to go play football or girls cross country or whatever.
You think of Jay Black?
Am I in the top 700 million people on your list? I don't think so.
It's so awkward.
Maybe 701. Should we introduce our guest?
Yes.
Well, Scott Friedman's here.
Scott, get out of my way. I'm telling a story.
I know. What is this?
Yeah. Scott, who has a cane.
Yeah, he's a fancy Englishman from the 19th century.
And we made him walk all over the building.
At a quick gait.
Yeah.
Like we were running.
Yeah. And I was just...
Yeah, I had no empathy. He had knee surgery.
Yeah. You have no empathy. You're a sociopath.
Yeah, that's nice.
Not really, but I just felt like, you know...
You know,
I know why, because I stood in the middle of the room. We're at the firehouse in Hamilton.
Right.
Like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 minutes... And I tried calling you.
Oh, the other firehouse.
Then I text.
Oh, no, there's no signal.
There's no signal. No, you guys were
sitting in a chair. I have never been to Hamilton. I'm like, where are we? The blueberry capital of the world.
I also have Vicodin, by the way, I should let you know.
So, don't let me know that.
Are you mixing that with booze? Or are you just,
no, I have a cane and Vicodin. I do not have a British passport, and I'm 5'3", so I'm not house. That's like the difference, right?
He needs a monocle and a gold watch with a chain.
Ooh, and a cummerbund that you wear no matter what.
I was thinking an ascot.
Oh, yeah, ascot works.
So back to your story, popcorning right back to you.
Yeah.
When you say it didn't go well, like there was no pep? Wow, this kind of sucks. We hope we lose tomorrow now.
No, here's the thing. I brought them negative school spirit. In fact,
God, our school does suck.
A lot of people, they had set up a booth for transfer students to leave the school right after I was done. So no, what happened was I get there and, you know, they give me the names of all the people. So I'm trying to memorize the names. And it's a very diverse school, which is great unless you're a 42-year-old white guy trying to pronounce like Ndame Wundandi. And as
how was that a
Black Panther?
Yeah.
Wakanda forever.
There was somebody an African transfer student, which is fine. But I was born and raised in America and I did not have a lot of diversity connected to me. And I don't know how to pronounce some of those names.
I don't want to knock your agent, only because we're about to launch a big project with your agent.
No, that's my manager. But he didn't know about this either.
Excellent. I feel a lot better.
Agent,
I feel a lot better, because I'm thinking that, you know, Comedy Night to Pep Rally.
Did you ever see that YouTube video where he's like, Aaron, calling the class?
That's great. Was that Saturday Night Live?
No, it was Key and Peele.
Yeah.
So you should know, everybody, I am in favor of diversity. I love diversity. But, like, you got to give me an extra half hour to learn the name. That's it. I think that's... Can we all get together on that as people and say, we're in favor of diversity.
Would you turn the gig down for the money if they told you it was a pep rally in advance?
No, God, no.
I would have gone to Chicago and, right.
I would have done it. But you show up, and I'm gearing up to tell, you know, jokes. And anyway, so they go, we still want you to do jokes. And I'm like, how? And they're like, well, there's a little downtime in between the captains all giving their speeches and the skits. So you jump in and tell some jokes.
So and this is like on a football field.
I'll show you a picture.
Mid pep rally.
This is on.
Yeah, this is outside.
No, this is
under the stadium lights.
This is in a basketball stadium that looks like a high school gym.
Never works.
Here's me.
Oh wow!
You see me in front of all these kids.
Wow, they look thrilled. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, they were not built.
Face in hands.
Look at that. So they are like, tell some jokes, and I was like, all right, I'll give it a try. I tell one joke. It's not even like a bad reaction.
Should have told the muffin joke.
Well,
you know what?
The muffin exactly. joke, they would have at least stopped. But yeah. I just tell a joke. It wasn't a bad reaction. Would have been better than what I got, which Scott's was like, zero reaction.
Muffin joke.
Right? Laird, just talking
zero
the
muffin joke.
Yeah. Just a full conversation as if I wasn't there. After, so I just move on. I'm like, screw this. I'm just gonna do their. I jump right into their skits. They didn't even give the skits any attention, which I think these kids were all on Thorazine. Anyhow. I get
what
done.
Is Thorazine?
Thorazine, they give it to.
Back in the '50s, they give it to crazy people.
Yeah, okay.
And it makes them. I actually met a comic on Thorazine, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the girls comes up to me after the show, whose name is Evangeline. I remember that because she. I was like, oh, like the Matthew Sweet song, and she was like, I was named after that song, and I was like, oh, so of course you're familiar with the comic book that the song is based on. She said, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I was like, oh, let me tell you about it. And my wife did one of those hands on the shoulder, like, no one cares. And I'm like, but it's her name. She will definitely care about this. And she like it gets a little grippier, and she's like, only you care about this, Jen. I was like, oh, all right. And I was like, I did the thing where I was like. But you know, in the song, you know how they sing, you only care about the man above? It's because she's a nun in the comic book. Do you see? And she's like, oh, yeah, no, I see. As she's walking away. Anyway, she said, by the way, I just want to tell you, we couldn't understand literally a word you were saying. Like, not only during the jokes, but during.
Because you're in an auditorium, you're in a gymnasium.
Right.
Right. Like that. Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah, so it's fine.
So you killed.
I killed.
Yes.
So, exactly. So the good part about it is they invite me back to do stand up in a couple of months. So I'm going to go back.
Great.
I get double pay for the same semester. Never happens at a college. So that's good.
Wow.
But so the kicker to this is the guy who booked me is there, and I was like, they couldn't hear me. And he was like, yeah, I know. It's a problem every year. And the sound guy is right there. So he turns to the sound guy. The sound guy makes a face at me like I'm the asshole. And I'm like, you did everything you could. I'm so sorry. But he's like, no, it's my fault, I guess, that you're not funny. I'm like, no, it's no one. Okay, goodbye. I'm leaving Chicago. Goodbye.
That's a situation in any basketball area.
There's
never going to get sound with that.
It's ever. Impossible.
In those type of auditoriums, no.
Oh, but you'll like this, Bill.
That's why the squeak of the sneakers resonates through the
exactly.
Without, I'm not. I didn't name the college, so I don't think this is going to get me in trouble at all.
There definitely, was, definitely name the college.
Did I say?
Well, you said Wisconsin, but we know
no. Like, Wisconsin that was mocktails
from 10 years ago. Right. Okay.
This was in Chicago.
In Chicago,
we play a guessing game.
Why? Okay. Well, it's better not at this point.
I'm thinking Northwestern.
No, I would have made the paper if it was Northwestern.
Okay, fair enough.
See what I say? Journalism school. Everybody, high five to Jay. Anyhow, it's famous. Anyhow.
Yeah, why do you want? You don't want to. Don't.
I'm not going to tell you that. Yeah. But they.
Well, we could drop this after they pay you for the next one.
Well, so there's this whole thing. Yeah, after the next one, we could do that.
Right?
So there's.
Be a big reveal.
Whole thing. I go over, and the guy who booked me looks miserable. I'm like, is it me? Because, of course, I'm a narcissist, but also I was being pretty terrible. He was like, no, it's not you. We have a problem. One of the skits, they didn't fill out all of the paperwork, so we can't let them go on. And I was like, what's the problem? Well, they do skits. Okay. Like where the students
get up, pep rally skits,
where they get up and they
is
do
this like funny before the big football game?
Yeah,
is what we're doing
like their homecoming game.
Got it.
So it's like this whole thing where they get up
context,
and
I need to understand.
And they dance and perform and whatever.
Yeah.
But he was telling me that you have to fill out the paperwork because that's the release that they get. Because if they injure themselves, the school can't be.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so it's just he said it's boilerplate legal release. I'm like,
so
what's the problem? He was like, I don't really want to go into it. And I was like, let me just see if I can guess from your face. Is the organization that did the that didn't fill out the paperwork, is it one that would be of a collection of races that are not the majority race at the school? Mm-hmm. And he gave me one of these. Now you can't see what I'm doing, but then close your eyes and nod.
And slow like, nod.
And you're upset because they're screaming racism right now to you. And he goes, "You can't see it again, but it's another."
We got the nod.
And I was like, "So you have to be, you're worried that you're going to get trouble for this." And he's like, "I don't know what to do because I can't let them perform. I don't give a shit." Right. It's a legal issue. If they fall and hurt themselves, the school can't be liable, and I need them to do the release. But none of them have.
Wouldn't they just do the release?
Yeah,
Bill,
they have to go back in time, like 2 weeks ago, and
they have to go get the paperwork.
Sign something.
They could have run to the library and printed it out.
This is during the show, so I don't know what's happening about that. I'm not sure. So
I'm all about the details here.
Yeah.
Because somebody was in charge, and that person didn't feel like filling it out, so everybody else just figured
it
out.
And it didn't come up until the middle of the show.
And I guess they said, "Where are your releases?" And they were like, "What releases?" And then it became an issue. So I was sitting there. Now, Bill, you know me. I'm a filthy liberal.
There a raccoon back there?
The noise we're hearing, we are in a fire hall.
Right.
There's raccoons in the ceiling.
Storage room.
Yeah.
Which
there's definitely
has
raccoons in the ceiling.
Yeah, there's something. There's some stains up there. We're seeing the drop ceiling.
Yeah.
Huh. That table is broken.
This is the banquet hall of a fire hall, right?
This is the storage room of the banquet hall. Adjacent to the firehouse, which I think we're either hearing the raccoons or the firemen are moving things.
Mm. You know, Bill, a lot of people don't know this. It was down to this or the other place for Jessica's wedding.
Yep. This was a very nice place to have a wedding.
She was going to do the banquet hall here.
Very close.
But, you know, Bill, I'm a filthy liberal. You know this about me. It's, in fact, your audience, well aware
they
of
this. They are well aware, yes. But I told you got a compliment.
You did.
One of my haters last week is like, bring back Jay Black. You are horrible.
Well, wow.
And that was nice. I
agree with that person 100%.
A thinly veiled compliment. But backhanded compliment.
I think so. Yeah. But my whole problem is, I don't know as a liberal what you're supposed to say there, except it's the rule's the rule. Don't let them go. But they were screaming racism. And then you want to go like, this is why when actual racism happens, people are not willing to listen to you. Like you did exactly what conservatives think you're doing every time you do something
you just
like
did
that.
Right.
You just did that.
And let's take racism out of it so we're not piling on that. Right. But let's say it was something else.
Right.
You actually saying what you said logically, if you were to say, or the guy in charge,
right.
All of a sudden he goes from being an ally to being a racist.
Right.
Or to being a, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's not. He's just trying to enforce the actual rules.
And if you would have seen this guy's face, the tension and anger in his face, where he's just like, I want them to go on. I legally can't let them go. Like,
so
I'm
what
not.
Did so, they go on?
What they did was they waited till it was over, and then they went up and did their skit.
After
the school is done and it's no longer
a
school event.
Compromise.
Yeah. It was a great compromise. But there shouldn't have been a compromise. Like, it didn't have to turn
just
into
fill out the form.
Bill?
Nobody had a copy of the form.
They're
like, I'm
on
thinking,
campus. Why
can't we
they
do it
run
on our
the
phones?
Library?
Like,
how big
here's
is this
the
campus?
Form.
I'm not sure if it had to be cleared by someone.
Do you agree?
Or
like, I'm frustrated by the whole form thing.
Hey. Was that guy worried he was going to get fired over this?
No, what he was worried about, I can tell you, I've worked at these things a million times, and what the advisor has one goal. Nobody writes a letter or an email. That's it. When they like bring you in and they're telling you like, am I allowed to curse? Am I allowed to not curse? A lot of times you'll get, I don't care what you do, so long as I don't get an email.
Because one email can upset an entire show.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
We talk about this at
the
station.
What are you talking about?
So here's what's happening.
Angry emails?
Angry emails, for some reason, whether it's TV, radio, they panic. So we have, as a station, 101.5, 1.7 million people listen to the station. 1.7 million.
And one email.
One email gets you the call down. Hey, what did you say yesterday? Because I got an email. Like, really?
I feel like this shouldn't be on
Fox
the podcast.
Is the same way. Oh, maybe not.
You're just inviting emails coming.
I know. Oh, so don't send an email.
Or do send one about how much I suck. It's already, like, they already have a million of those.
If you beat up on Jay, it's okay.
It's not a problem.
Jay knows, I was on Atlantic City Radio for a number of years. Same exact thing. We would have people call up, we love you! When Facebook came into fray when I was on, people posting up, oh, you guys are the best! One person sends in a card or an email or a letter. These guys, you're awful because I did this. All of a sudden, there's a meeting.
It's
a meeting. Right. Yeah, with stats and everything. Yeah.
I've had at least three of those meetings in the 3 years I've been on the air.
Right.
And we're number one.
Right.
But that one email, like, we got this email.
It's the hockey goalie mentality.
Really?
It's a hockey goalie right? mentality. 50 one saves, lets one through, and they go, and they say, that's the end of it. So, you know.
Excuse me, one second, guys. Let me go say hi.
I was wondering if we were getting, delaying the show or something.
I don't know. Somebody came to say hi to Jay.
Oh, right. Yeah, some guy in like a Easter yellow shirt.
Some guy waved at him.
Actually, it's a decent crowd today.
Yeah.
This is a pretty good show.
Yeah.
So we are at the, when will this drop, Jessica? 2 weeks?
3 weeks.
So we 3 weeks ago, we did this outstanding show with Jessica J. and Scott.
Fourth wall?
Sometime in November.
Right? Weird stuff, right? Yeah, we do.
Time
we
travel?
Talk,
yeah.
We do talk in time
it
travel.
It gets confusing.
Yeah. We almost had an actual time traveler on.
I booked
you
the show.
No, we didn't. We didn't
you can
almost
talk
happen.
About that when I'm
sorry, I know. I brought it up.
That did not almost happen.
A suggestion
came up that we would.
All right. Did I make it?
Yep.
And it got killed?
Why are you so quick to believe all this bullshit, Bill?
Just explain to me why.
Wait, you believe somebody traveled through?
Here's the thing. Well, he's gone now. I'm just saying. He said he was going back.
He said he was going back.
Wow, that's a deep Kevin Spacey pull. Which, by the way, is what got him in trouble.
Yeah.
Too many deep Kevin Spacey pulls.
Exactly.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Wow.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Waka, waka.
But wait a second. Why do you believe all this? I'm curious. Because my wife and I were talking.
I love time travel. I like time travel movies.
I love it. Yeah,
one of my favorite movies, and it drives everyone crazy.
Yeah,
total chick flick. Time Traveler's Wife.
Yep.
Thank you.
Good movie.
Do you know what? Right.
Good movie. Good
because
movie.
He dies, but then meets his daughter, who was born after he died.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
I feel like
because he mean, comes back, he gets the whole thing.
I love time travel.
See, Jay, I don't think Jay understands how time travel works.
Time Cop is a great movie. With
Time Cop, fantastic,
fantastic movie.
My
I love
God.
Time travel movies. Back to the Future, of course. I love the movies.
Brilliant.
The problem is
Rick and Morty.
There are so many.
They don't do time travel in Rick and Morty.
It's alternate
parallel universes.
Right.
They'll never do time travel.
Why? I think they might.
They said the second we do time travel. We undo any of the stakes of the show because the show has very little stakes as it is. Because if they mess up, they just go to a different dimension, which
right.
they did a couple of times. But they said the second we add time travel,
now you can do whatever you want.
We can do whatever we want, and we need to have stakes. We need to know if something bad happens, it'll stay
Ooh,
bad.
Boundaries. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
I like that.
Deja vu. Denzel Washington and. Val Kilmer. Yeah, that's actually a cool
good
movie,
one.
Right? The thing time about
travel.
Time travel
Great
for
genre.
Me, though, is I feel like that, A, most of the movies and the TV shows really don't realize how they actually screw things up. Because if you really happen to the way they do in the movie, it actually would just screw the world up, probably.
There was one like that, not the Butterfly Effect. It was another one where they went back.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, there you go. She was coming to class early, right? Because she had the little time change charm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. See?
Yeah,
everybody loves.
But
time
I think that
Except
if there
Jay.
Really was time travel,
I have a time travel movie pitch. I do. It was actually a comedy that I pitched for a long time, where a guy goes, he's a loser, his life sucks, and he goes, you know what? It was back in high school. I just made all the wrong choices. So if I go back, I could just fix it. So he goes back in time. And when he shows up at the school, he sees the janitor. Janitor gets like so freaked out because of the flash of the light and everything.
Right.
Bumps his head. He has like a concussion. He's out. So the guy becomes the janitor at the school. And he spends all his time helping the kid and giving him advice. Problem is, the guy's a loser. So all the advice he gives is shitty, terrible advice. So everything that happens, his life starts to spin out of control. And then as he remembers, he goes, wait a second. I remember this janitor that was always helping me when I was in high school and always giving me advice. That's how I wound up here. And the whole lesson is it's a time loop. Nothing can change.
He screws up his own life.
He screwed up his own life. So when he's finally done, he travels back, and the end of the loop is him going, I did all this. There wasn't anything bad that other people had.
Change.
It's me, so I'm going to change
watch
from
them.
Here.
I
picked, well...
Do you have the script?
I have a one-pager and a whole bunch of rejections from many of the major studios, so... I had a Bruce Willis movie get rejected.
Really?
Yeah, it was a movie...
He was in Looper.
Yeah, he was in Looper, which
Looper.
Is another good
time
travel
movie. I think I've seen that.
What's
yeah, he's an assassin, I think.
Yeah.
What is more...
Wasn't that good. I didn't like it.
What is more unbelievable? Time travel or that kid turns into Bruce Willis eventually?
Right, Joseph
Right, becomes... Yeah, I don't think... I did Bruce Willis movie. I still have Bruce Willis's brother's phone number in my phone because he's his manager. And Bruce Willis,
you should call him. See if he'll do the podcast. Yeah.
Doesn't
good idea.
Live in New Jersey.
It's a great idea, right?
I'll call him.
Yes, he grew up in Salem County.
Yep. Yeah, near here.
Yeah.
I'll call him.
Went to Montclair State. That's why.
There
I'm
you go. Yeah. So you should call him. Maybe he'll do the podcast.
So what?
Just don't mention Jerry Burke.
Okay, I won't mention Jerry Brook.
Do you remember the story?
Yes.
Right?
Jerry That's got how into, I know he lives
got,
in New Jersey.
Right, got into a fight with him because they were trying to catch up with Bruce Willis going to visit his dad.
Okay.
Because apparently his dad still, I don't know if he does today, I don't know if he's still alive, but he lived in a trailer, effectively. Oh. And the whole story was, what the hell? Guy's so successful.
Yeah. Can't buy his dad a...
But we all know parents can be stubborn.
Okay, yeah,
so for a lot of us, it didn't. I'm like, oh yeah, I can see that. I can see my dad doing the same thing. Like, yeah, what are you talking about? It's my house. I'm staying right here.
Yeah.
My dad not only wouldn't have moved out of his house, he wouldn't have known I was in movies. I would have been like, oh, one of the biggest stars in the world. He'd be like, I don't know, you play hockey? Yeah. I don't play hockey. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Bruce Willis, we had a concept. You've heard of a MILF, Bill?
I have heard that term.
Brian and I came up with the idea of DILF. Now, this is long before DILF became a more of a
Was it before word. MILF became a word?
It was right after MILF became a word. I was driving and I had...
You went to DILF, huh?
So, the idea is you take a guy who is an attractive...
Bruce Willis,
an attractive guy. Now, you have to remember at the time, this is 10 years ago.
No one could see Jessica's face.
This is before he was Bruce a Willis. Granddad MILF, yeah. Like a good DILF.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm a Bruce Willis fan.
I love him. Yeah. So... We had the script written.
Die Hard's fantastic.
And Bruce Willis attached. Like he was like his brother was like, let's do it. So we went to all the studios with his brother. And his brother,
you didn't call the movie DILF.
Yeah, it was called DILF.
Oh, maybe that's
that could have been it.
I don't know.
There was a movie called Duff.
Yeah, Duff. Duff. So Dumb, Duff. Ugly, the Duff. Fat Friend. The
Duff, really?
Right? Yeah.
Was it good?
No. I think I saw it.
First off, cool thing about Bruce Willis's brother, he looks like an off-brand Bruce Willis. Like, he looks like a Bruce Willis mask that you would buy at, like a
bag. Like the poor man's Bruce Willis.
Yeah, like a poor man's Bruce Willis. You're like, if you squint...
Wait, you called the movie DILF and you're shocked it didn't go?
No,
I gotta be honest.
I got Bruce Willis...
How does that get in the door?
I got Bruce Willis attached to my movie.
This is brilliant. There's MILF, let's do DILF.
Well, I had Bruce Willis attached to my movie.
It's a
slam dunk.
I have Will Smith for this movie. It's called Dildos.
Hello. Don't make a Dildos movie with it. If they made After Earth, they're going to make Dildos a movie.
That's true.
Anyhow.
Oh, God, After Earth was horrible.
You know why I didn't get it made?
Unwatchable.
I'll tell you why I didn't get made. Because while I was pitching it, that show, that movie came out, what was it called? With him and Tracy Morgan.
Oh, Cop Out.
Cop Out.
Kevin Smith.
It flopped.
Yeah.
And they said, Bruce Willis doesn't work in a comedy. We're out. And that's what they said. Oh, wow. We had moved along.
Wow.
You can change a name, Bill. You can call it...
That was a working title?
Super Dad, Hot Dad.
Has he done a comedy in the past 10 years?
Yeah, like Super Dad could have been
something. Nobody saw the whole nine yards? I mean...
No, this is before... This is way after the whole nine yards.
That's what I'm saying. He worked in a comedy.
But Cop Out was a pure comedy, I guess because two Jersey guys wrote it. So that was my Bruce Willis story. And I still have...
It's a good story.
David Willis, that's his name. I should call
him. I think we should call him and invite him to the podcast.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a good idea.
Probably, not a good, especially after we just said he looks like a poor man's Bruce Willis.
I don't think he knows.
Is that the most famous person in your cell phone?
I got Brad Garrett. Does that count?
Nice. That's pretty good. Yeah, Brad Garrett's pretty good.
Yeah.
I have Pete Holmes from HBO's
Crashing.
I have Sinbad.
Which I couldn't watch.
Nice. Sinbad.
Yep. I have Tiffany Thiessen.
Okay. Yes. Oh, everybody's crush from...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We've got Scott Friedman.
Yeah, very
famous.
Scott
Friedman's in
very famous.
Yeah, I've got Jay Black.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, how about that?
I do, but he changes his number every 10 minutes, so it's like...
He does.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. I don't understand.
I told you why. It's because I had some bad people in my life, Bill.
Really?
Well, there you go. And I was one of them.
Oh, Janine Garofalo.
That's pretty good.
You like Janine Garofalo.
What do you text through your email or
something? Tell me you have Paul Sorvino.
I do.
Yeah, you do. Yes,
Paul Sorvino. I knew it. Courtney Ford. Who's she was in
who's that?
She's a hot redhead who is married to Brandon Routh. Oh, she was in either.
Wow.
Brandon Routh was in Superman in the 2006 Superman.
How many Superman actors are there?
Like a lot at this point.
Yeah, there's a lot. 472.
Right. So I didn't know that her husband was in Superman Returns. She was in my movie.
Right.
So first day we're all having our cast dinner. We got on to the subject of Superman.
She walked in with her husband or no?
No, she was just by herself. So I was like
Superman, holy shit.
I have a lot of issues with Superman Returns.
Really?
I do.
Didn't like the movie.
Thought it was a terrible movie.
So
you? Oh no, so you said that?
Did you share this?
I did. And I said, Superman Returns, obviously the worst one. I mean, I would say worse than Superman 4. That movie's terrible. They totally messed up.
Hold on. Quest for Peace. Hold on a second.
Whoa. Listen.
Did you watch Superman 4?
No.
I think I saw the first Superman with I don't even know.
Christopher Reeves.
And who was the lead? Who was Lois Lane?
Margot Kidder.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that was the first and last one I saw.
Okay, well, they're all...
Was that 30 years ago?
40.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 78.
So, yeah, they're doing a re-release.
Wow.
So, Superman 1, Superman 2, great. Superman 3, Richard Pryor.
40 years ago?
Yeah, 78.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 77 was Star Wars. Wow. 78 was...
I was
76, I think, was Jaws. 77 was Star Wars.
75.
Jaws
was 75.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Jaws, 78 great
movie. 78 was Close Encounters.
Right. Okay.
I think that was pretty good.
That was good.
It was.
Yeah, I was a fan. Anyhow...
I always think of that with mashed potatoes.
I've got a lot of issues. Man of Steel had just come out, and I said, "Oh, I thought Man of Steel was pretty good, not great, but I mean, anything would beat Superman Returns. That movie was terrible." And Courtney Ford, her head pops
up. She think you were joking? Maybe she did.
Well, she goes, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "Well, obviously, that's the worst one." She's like, "What do you mean, obviously?" And in my head, I'm like, "Wow, this lady's a big Superman fan. I've never seen anybody care this much about Superman." So I'm not going to lose this
and
battle.
And no one stepped in.
No one stepped in.
No one saved you.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
And by the way, bring this up with Herzlinger next time you talk to him. He watched the whole thing with the With the light.
You're so happy.
Wow.
So, anyhow, we go back and forth a couple of times. And I say, look.
Because you're making a case. When you dig in, you're like, you got points. You're talking about specific scenes.
Well, I did. Oh, I said, here's, you know what? I'm going to tell you, Courtney, here's why it sucks. And I'm going to look me in the eyes when I tell you this. Is because at the end of that movie, when he puts his hand up and goes, well, I'm always around. We're to believe that Superman, the ultimate Boy Scout, the best person in the whole galaxy, is going to be a deadbeat dad to his kid.
Right.
Bullshit, Courtney Ford. She gets up and storms out.
Oh,
wow.
And I go, well, I wasn't expecting that. Like,
I feel like I was there.
That woman, right? That woman is very upset about Superman. Why does she care so much? At which point, Brian, in a delight, like so much happiness, because she's married to Brandon Routh, you asshole. Oh, and I was like, oh no. It's like that slow motion.
What'd you do? How'd you survive that?
So I didn't bring it up.
You don't survive that, right?
2 days later of her giving me the cold shoulder, we sit down and she goes, he's my husband. You have to understand. I was like, I didn't know he was your husband. I just didn't like the movie. She goes, I get very protective of him. You have to understand.
Good for her.
When that movie came out, the amount of backlash.
Oh, he took shit big time.
Yeah. And I was like, you have to understand. I liked your husband as Superman.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was really good. And he had just gotten the role in
Why didn't she share it with you, though, halfway through the conversation?
She thought I knew. And she thought I was just being an asshole.
Wow.
And she didn't know
him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
like, you've got to be some kind of an asshole, though, to do that, right?
Listen, famous people, they expect that you know that they're famous and that you know everything about them because it's all out there a lot of times.
Right.
So she probably figured he has to know.
And Brian had already talked to her and like, oh, I love Brandon Routh. I love Superman Returns. So I'm his writing partner, so of course I must know this. I don't. But she was really cool. She was like, that was on me. I shouldn't have gotten that upset. And I was like, I didn't know.
What's his name again?
Brandon Routh.
Yeah, right. They didn't have the same name.
I'm going to bring that up.
And by the way.
That's fantastic.
He's in Legends.
What is it? Superman Returns?
Superman Returns.
2006.
And by the way, hired because
a long time ago.
The director is a well-known gay man who is into dudes a lot. Apparently, the rumor was Brandon Routh, enormous wiener. So, like, when he put on the thing, they actually had to build him special underwear to keep his wiener under control. But they said the reason why he was chosen as an unknown out of nowhere was because the director was like, gotta have that wiener in my movie. And that's
wow.
So, okay. I wanted to say,
let me just say something. Jessica's in charge of titling this podcast.
All right?
You are not in charge of
wiener?
Jessica.
The meeting is...
Okay. This is our podcast.
Hi,
Alicia. How are you? Right,
you walked in at exactly the right time.
That was the
come on in,
time.
Alicia.
What time is it? I'm supposed to
it is 10 of. So
okay. Ten of seven.
Okay. Yeah. I have to go make an announcement.
We're just doing a podcast here.
So say hello, Alicia. Alicia Shute.
Hi, how are you?
And tell us about the event.
That happened 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it happened 3 weeks ago.
Because that's when we're dropping the podcast.
Right. It was a great event, right?
But tonight.
Packed
tonight,
house. Wasn't Jay hilarious?
Yeah.
Scott, brilliant.
Yeah. I'm not
How
sure
much
about
money
that.
I can't get a word in.
No, not with Bill.
I'll be right back.
So or Jay.
It's all about the book. Everything's Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Right?
Everything's
right?
Okay book.
All I right. wrote a book, tell you the story of my life. I had colon cancer when I was 7. I bring you on a journey. I sell my book, I have fundraisers. I give 50% of the money goes to CHOP, 50% rebuys my book and gives it to charities.
Wow. Now, how can people get the book?
They can buy it online. They can email me. Amazon, obviously, sells it.
Everything's okay.
Everything's okay. Yeah. And my website is everythingsokaybook.com.
And you are at Everything's Okay on Twitter.
On Twitter, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
And Nothing's Okay on Twitter, so you know she has to be so special. Okay.
I feel like there's so much unfinished business on this podcast between
check it out.
Superman and
Bill. Number 8 on Celebrity Big Penis List. Brandon Ralph.
Well, we just went from childhood cancer to that.
All right. Hey, Alicia, when you have a disease, you got to have something to look forward
to. It's your turn to watch it.
Brandon Ralph's big penis is.
Is that he ran out because there's no Wi-Fi?
Oh, yeah. I ran out. There's no Wi-Fi, so I had to get
unbelievable. Yeah. All right, we got to go do a show.
Look at so Scott, Jason Momoa.
I got to get him off.
Michael Fassbender.
Why are we looking at men's penises?
I'd like to know.
David Beckham has.
I want to know why. All it required was Wi-Fi, and he knew right where to go.
Yeah, why'd you Google literally, famous men's big
penises?
I can't take my eyes off of these pictures.
Are they good? Do you like these pictures?
I don't know. It's like watching a car accident. Yeah. Like, what is this
podcast is like a car
accident. By the way,
so wait, let's
wait, hold on one second. Judging by the size of these penises, more like a bus accident.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Wait, let's just pause for a moment for a word from our sponsors.
We do weddings and bar mitzvahs, too. Yeah.
And we're back to Scott.
All right, go to Scott. Ahead. Sorry.
Give me a plug. Where do you find you?
Well, at Comedy Scott on Twitter.
At Comedy Scott.
Yep. There it is, comedyscott.com. And that's what I do when I do my comedy,
I guess.
That's
it. Yeah, pretty all right, this is not a permanent thing.
The cane? No.
Are you done with that soon?
Just a fashion statement.
Yeah, if you're listening to this right now, it's been 5.5 weeks, but technically it's been 2.5 weeks.
Right.
Since I had surgery.
Time travel.
You know what a fashion statement is?
You're stuck on that picture. And that's the picture you kept.
By the way, such a weird pose.
Look at how hot this guy is. You think Courtney Ford would be a little calmer.
Is he choking that guy? Are they fighting? Are they? I don't know what I'm looking at.
I don't know, but he's in really good shape. I'll tell you one quick story. Courtney, he just got the...
Wait, Jay didn't notice there was another person in the picture.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude. So, I'm comfortable in my sexuality.
Oh, my God.
So, there was a...
We have a show to do in 6 minutes.
Hold on, let me just tell a quick story.
8, doesn't it?
No, 7.
Does it start at 7?
7.
Oh, okay.
Courtney Ford...
Good thing you're here on time.
Thank God.
Courtney Ford and him had just had a kid.
Uh-huh.
And he had just gotten the role on Flash, mm-hmm. and which turned its own TV show. He's on Legends of Tomorrow. And apparently, Courtney was telling us, he was striking a deal to take his shirt off. Like, they wanted him to be shirtless in the show. But he was like, to get into that kind of shape, like, to get into this shape here is a lot of time and effort on my part, so you got to pay me more.
Like the shape that you have as your screen set.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
new profile page.
They said what? That right. they made his demands, so he was getting into shape for that. So, on one of our shooting days, he shows up with their brand new child, and he is like shirtless, like playing in the park because we're at a park there, and he's just like ripped to shreds, like just muscles on muscles. And I've never heard women ever make the kind of noises they made watching Brandon Ralph play with his legendarily large wiener, playing with a baby that he made with his shirt off, completely ripped. Women, if
why
they,
was his shirt off?
I forget. I guess if you look like that, you take your
my
shirt
guess
off.
Is he knew he would get that reaction.
Right. And you just
look
heard
at me, and yeah, I'm a dad.
And you just heard women just going, just like that, like breathless kind of thing. Never heard in my life. I've been married 14 years. I've never heard my wife, never once. But it was just, it was nice to see it. I'm glad that I got to tell that story.
I wasn't sure of the point of that story.
The point of the story is, look at this guy.
All right.
Phil, look at this. Look at how big
the
wiener.
The man is in good shape. There is no question about that.
All right.
Tell me, Jessica, you don't like that picture.
No, it's a nice picture.
Yeah, right, there you go.
All right, so follow me at Phil Spadia on Twitter and Instagram. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut. And find Jay.
BigWiener.com at Rankers.
All right, thanks, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.